Thursday saw protests by students and teachers from Prague's Charles University in the face of the government's planned Higher Education Act. Critics charge the plans for the legislation will choke academic freedom in favor of business and politics. Jan Wellinger has the details.
5 years of debate and a year and a half in preparation, two bills planned by the center-right government are expected to bring far-ranging changes to the university education system in the Czech Republic. Planned changes include the introduction of tuition fees and state-guaranteed loans, and changes to how Czech universities are run. Until now, key decisions, for example, were the bread and butter of the Academic Senate, but under the current proposal, a new school council would allegedly take key responsibility. Critics, including Charles University Dean Michal Stehlík, have charged the method of selection to the new council by the Education Ministry would benefit members of the private sector and introduce politics while threatening academic freedoms and overall independence. Here's what he had to say.
We're talking about a board whose members would be chosen by the Education Ministry, nominating candidates from the ranks of politicians and business people, and only a certain number from academic circles. Then these, in turn, would be the ones to elect the president of the school.
Question marks also remain over tuition. Not expected to exceed 10,000 crowns per semester, students will be eligible for government-backed loans. Previously, graduates were expected to have begun paying back their loans only after they had secured average salary incomes. But the student body has warned that last-minute changes by the government would see fresh graduates forced to begin paying back their loan, even at minimal salaries, something students say they will fight vehemently against. And the protest has already begun. On Thursday, several hundred teachers and students from Charles University demonstrated outside the seat of the government, passing a resolution to ignore the changes being planned by the Ministry of Education and its minister, Josef Dobeš. At the law faculty in Prague, students also threw watermelons from the balcony, each smashing on a white tarp below. Melon is the slang for 1 million in Czech, and 90 to be exact were thrown, each symbolizing 1 million crowns in EU funds that protesters charged were thrown out the window on the government's education reforms. The happening's spokesman, Marek Hilscher.
We didn't see a single comprehensive analysis that would properly gauge the situation at universities today.
For its part, the Education Ministry has denied many of the criticisms flat out or called them out of date, reminding critics, professors and the members of the student body alike that it had heard and implemented the recommendations on many accounts. Whether some sort of compromise can now be reached is difficult to say, but appears unlikely even as additional protests are planned for the end of February. 20 out of 26 academic senates have now rejected the reforms as is, meaning the government will have a renewed fight on its hands very, very soon.
Many thanks to Jan Velling.